Good day, ladies and gents. You are listening to Recovery 101 Masterpiece Radio. This program is based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more so like having a coffee and chatting about bogus crap afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. That's right, folks. Another show is here brimming over with recovery. So remember, we used to suffer from insanity, but now we do so enjoy it. So please sit back, relax, partake, and thank you so much for your support, likes, and comments at recovery101.net. It's listeners like you that keep us in the garage and off the blues.
Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOA, CA, GAPA, SLA, SLAA, CRRRMM, DRA, HA, FA,
NRA,
the NRA, the FBI, the
NAACP.
CIA. We don't speak for anybody except ourselves, and we don't even do that well. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly
and Tara.
I think we need to turn Tara down just a little. We need to tear down Tara a little bit. Just a little bit.
All right.
So, what's shaking? You're going to Sedona.
Yeah, man. I'm so excited. So, this upcoming weekend, which will probably be a couple of weekends past by the time this one gets posted, but this upcoming weekend, we're doing Fellowship of the Spirit AA convention up in Sedona, Arizona. And so
you're gonna get what's the thing you have, the vortexes?
Yeah, the energy vortexes.
Because Jeremy told me, I'm like, come on, man, is that really a thing? He goes, I don't know, but I'll tell you what, it feels like the air feels like weirdly different.
Yeah, it does. And the trees are all curved around in a certain direction based on whether it's male energy or female energy present. Like, it's really cool. It's really interesting, and it's a great place to charge crystals, recharge yourself.
Yeah, I was gonna say, recharge, you know, every crystal you own.
Yeah, basically, I'm gonna take all of them up there. I've gotta get them packed up tonight.
Dude, can I recharge my crystal there?
Oh my god, I forgot about the dogs.
Dogs, holy crap!
Oops.
Maybe the dogs could go outside.
Maybe they could.
You're the closest to be able to get rid of the dogs.
Okay.
Can you let the dogs out? Woof, 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 woof. So you're getting paid to go do this, right?
Yeah. So I work at a rehabilitation, like, boarding school for teenage boys. And so we're going to be taking a group of 12 boys up there, and it's going to be two coworkers and myself. And we're going to stay up there in an Airbnb and then drive out to the hotel every day for all the different panels and stuff like that. So they're gonna have different workshops, and it's gonna be a really exciting weekend. I'm excited.
That's awesome.
Super excited about it. Yeah, and then Jeremy's gonna drive up with the kids. We got a hotel room for him and the kids, so they're staying at a different hotel room than the conference because it was already booked up. But
right,
but yeah,
that's cool. Shelly,
what,
so what do you got going on?
I just got a text from my boss.
Oh,
or a message from my boss. That's what I'm like. I'm like, distracted.
But what else you got going on?
Work.
What about the play?
The play,
yeah,
the Tombstone Rep.
We
started
going on.
We started casting calls for the spring play, and then once we get the play cast, we'll be in rehearsals. And Ken said that they usually do it in May, which is when they did it last year, because I went to that one.
One of my witchy girlfriends is going to come over there and audition tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
Tomorrow morning? We don't have a casting call tomorrow morning.
Ooh, it's not tomorrow morning. Then maybe Leia got it wrong. I don't know.
You're like, apparently they do.
Or she may have, because she and Ken did say if somebody needed a different time that they would schedule a different time. As long as the person auditioning could make regular rehearsal times, which are in the evening. So
yeah.
So that may be it. I don't know, but I'm very excited to get started on the new play.
And what's it called?
The tentative title right now is The Wizard of Tombstone.
Okay.
So, it's a takeoff on Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I wonder what that's a parody of.
Like, you're right, like Alice lands, or Dorothy lands in Tombstone?
Yes, literally.
Yeah, very
cool.
I'm
sliding off the chair.
Alice in Tombstone.
I didn't mean that. I misspoke.
But I could see that in the future. Alice in Tombstone.
Yeah, Alice in Tombstone. Be kind of trippy for all the cowboys.
That might be a little bit too close to, you know, home with their whole... The way, pretty much, there's the only thing to do at night in Tombstone is karaoke and drink. So, you know.
That's accurate.
Might be a little bit too close to home.
That pretty much. And that's it, Shelly? There's nothing else? There she goes, taking off. You know, it's funny. I say, let the dogs outside. So what does she do? She traps them both inside.
He went in the FEMA camp by himself, so I just closed the door. I just don't want them.
Dog fight.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants to go outside.
What is it that I? What's going on with you? What am I missing?
You don't have anything else happening right now?
Like, nothing? You're going to be, like, moving to Tombstone or something?
Like,
maybe?
That we might be buying a house?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I didn't want to jinx it. And, like, but of course, when this, well, no, I don't know what's going to happen by the time the show goes up, because this one will probably be up within, like, 5 or 6 days, because I only have one show on the desktop, and I've posted everything we had boop, piled
boop,
up.
Boop, boop, boop.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm that's very what excited. I was saying. That was the big thing.
I'm very excited to get into a forever home in the little town that I love so much. Well, wow, I'm really maxing out everything, aren't I?
Yep, you have been.
Oh boy. Well, I'm gonna have to normalize it later, because that's just too much red to deal with right now.
Yeah. We're having a red scare right now. Looking at the mixing board.
Commie Pinkos are taking over our board.
Well,
Tara will have no frame of reference for that.
Nope, absolutely not. None. You want to clue me in?
In the 50s?
Yes.
This guy, Joe McCarthy, who was, I don't know what he was. I don't even know if he was Democrat or Republican. But anyway, he started saying that Hollywood was full of communists, and they call it the Red Scare, and they just wholesale grilled people. Like, at one time, even Lucille Ball had, like, joined some socialist organization or something, and she was, like, blacklisted.
She almost lost her career.
And I don't mean, like, a couple of people, like, hundreds and hundreds of
really bad time.
Really big movie stars just got grilled.
Wow.
Because...
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
Because it was, you know, the beginning of the Cold War, and the Russians were spying on us, and they were communists, so if you were a pinko commie... That's where the Red Scare came from.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, in the Pinko Commies, like, not long before, had been the USSR, which was the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic, and they flipped communists. And I mean, I get it. I understand what the thing was. This is, like, not that long before the Cuban Missile Crisis and all that, and there was a big thing about how are we going to stop communism, but it went a little overboard in Hollywood because, you know, obviously,
yeah,
you know,
because
Gregory
it wasn't
Peck
just Hollywood. I mean, it was like,
you got to be careful of.
It wasn't just Hollywood. It was in the government. It was in the local government, city. I mean, it was all over.
Yeah, you didn't want to get called in.
You didn't want to get, even like if you worked in a factory and you worked on the line and your boss found out you joined some suspect organization, and you didn't even have to be a member. It's like when you're a teenager and you say, oh, sure, I'll go to this meeting or whatever, you know, like
could
just to check
out
stuff.
The wrong book at the library.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the United States is pretty good for, like, spinning things up like that, I think.
Yes. You know what that means?
Yes.
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Pretty good. We've got shout-outs to DJC Pokey, Deborah G, Stephen, Dakota, Dan, Stryker, Alexandra, Jane, Lynn, Lori, Faith, Sally, Natalie, John, Carol, Georgette, Jack, Corrine, Bill, Fran, James, Johnny, Alan, Damon, Lee, and some special shouts-out to Mike, my sort of sponsor, former sponsor, just took a cake the other day for how long? 34?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Why are the women always supposed to know that stuff?
Because Shelly has a much better memory than I do, unless it revolves around an argument we're having, and then my memory is infallible. Tawana, Ken, Clint, Megan, Jeremy, and Tara.
Woo woo.
And Marty and Dorothy. So this is from Damon. Oh, this is perfect.
So sort this of. Is, it's sort of from Damon. He posted it on his page, yeah. and I pulled it off his web, his okay. Facebook page.
Okay. So this Virginia guy, it's snowing real hard, and he decides he's going to clear his driveway. So he did with the flamethrower.
Oh, I saw that one, yes.
He's out there with the flamethrower. And Nathal Kaplinger. And he said, Nathal? Screw the shovel.
Nathaniel, not Nathal.
Nathal. Nathan, Nathaniel.
Goodness Chamberlain. Gracious.
Chamberlain, chameleon, whatever. He didn't want to use the shovel because that would be too hard. And
well, it is.
Well, he was reading an ad in a magazine about a blowtorch, which suggested you might be able to use it to clear snow. And he's like, hey, that's a good idea.
Seems efficient to me.
So he bought one, and he checked out the laws in the state, and you were able to get it. And he says it worked like a charm. He says, what was the other thing? He goes, you just make sure what you want to burn and make sure afterwards to hang out for about half an hour to make sure nothing else is on fire.
All right.
And I wonder what these are, because it says public safety officials. Is it, I mean, do they mean cops or what? Because they're like public
zoning
safety officials
people.
In Amherst. They said, although it works, it might not be for everybody. And please, if you want to use this, you might want to check with local authorities first.
Well, they're only about $250. Shoot.
For the next time we get 6 inches of snow that lasts half a day.
I was just curious how much it costs. That's all.
This is a really short one. Shelley and Fran. Fran sent this in as well. So, Wichita Falls, Texas. So, cops get a call about 9 a.m. about a suspicious person in the Walmart parking lot.
I know this one.
That never happens.
Yeah. I know this one.
So, it was a woman riding around the store's parking lot in one of those handicapped shopping
motorized carts, yeah.
Drinking wine from a Pringles can.
She's my hero.
I hope it was pizza flavored Pringles.
I was wondering I love if it pizza was, flavored if it was Pringles. New wine flavored Pringles or something, or if she just poured wine in there. Anyway, that was the entirety of the story.
Yeah.
But I don't find it that unusual. I mean, it's Walmart. It's Wally World.
Okay, that's slightly unusual. And I'm like, you know, if you can spend... Because the version I read of the story was that she was riding this cart around, not just in the store, but through the parking lot, back into the store. Like, it was her personal cart until it was starting to run out of juice.
Are you kidding me?
And I mean, if you can make it through...
Why don't you put her outside? I mean, I don't want to. Oh, it's because Mark is here. I don't want to go out on a limb that maybe outside would be better for not hearing.
Mark? No.
For not hearing the dog. Mark's killing the chihuahua now.
Mark's killing the dogs.
Mark, this is Tara. Tara, this is Mark.
Okay. So, are you ready?
Yes,
this is a horribly bad story. This is up in Chico, California. And this was sent in by you, or you found it. This is one dead and 12 hospitalized in, a massive fentanyl overdose.
Oh, yeah. That was bad.
It's like...
Within, like, an hour and a half. I mean, it was, like, really... Like, everybody just bam.
Wow. Now,
victims range from 19 to 30.
We're having so many interruptions today. Guess what? Bye-bye.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Work call, it's fine.
But I'm not working now, so.
Right. So, you know, unfortunately, I mean, the story's kind of long, but it is like the same old, same old. It's the exact same thing. It's fentanyl laced in heroin. You know.
Have you guys heard about the fentanyl laced Xanax, like the pressed Xanax pills?
No.
Yeah, no, man.
What's that?
Yeah, so people are getting, like, I don't know. I guess it's, like, they're pressed to look like Xanax bars because, like, you can buy,
they're
like,
what
pill
to look like Xanax bars?
Pressed in a pill press.
I thought you said depressed.
I'm no, like, they're pressed to look like Xanax bars.
Wow.
But it's, like, a mix of fentanyl and Xanax, or like filler and fentanyl. So you never know what you're getting because like drug dealers are making them, I guess. Wow. Yeah.
California in 2016, 4.9 opioid overdose deaths per 100,000 people, which is a lot when LA County's got 25 million people. So Damon sent this one in. Tarrytown, Louisiana.
I wish Jeremy was here for this one.
Where is this woman's name? Oh. Violette Hammond. She bought a to-go order at Church's Chicken, and apparently her order was wrong.
And, okay.
She tried to go back and get a refund, but she was declined.
What was wrong with her order?
Huh?
What was wrong with her order?
It doesn't say. It just says apparently the chicken order was wrong.
Why would they decline it? Did she like eat half of it and then try to take it back in?
It does not say, but she... Oh, I know why. Because she went back the next day.
Oh.
You can't do that. Okay, if you're buying fast food and there's something wrong with your order, immediately turn around, go to the counter, and get it fixed.
Exactly.
Just, you know, common sense. Hello.
And it was... She saw the employee who gave her the wrong order the previous night, and she was working at the drive-thru, and a fight started in the restaurant when Hammond hit the employee.
Goodness.
And the fight was broken up by other employees, and Hammond was kicked out, and the door was locked behind her. But oh no, she was having none of that. She went around to the drive-thru window. She grabbed a gun. She had left her keys and her wallet inside the restaurant. So she grabbed a gun and she threatened to shoot up the place. And then she went around to the drive-thru window and broke out the window, pulled the entire window frame out, and threatened to shoot everybody. And, of course, they called the cops, who met Miss Hammond at the drive-thru. She got booked for aggravated assault with a firearm, simple battery, and simple criminal damage to property, even though she ripped out the entire drive-thru thing.
That's mad skills.
Wow.
Don't F with the chicken order.
And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. You don't think I'm going to wait for you guys?
I was waiting on somebody to start it. I don't know, y'all.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Okay, so we have a topic, Shelly.
We do? Oh, 6 and 7.
Step 6 and 7.
Okay, you can start. What is that?
What is what?
That was the drunk. He's got this thing up on the monitor that's
I should throw out a couple of these before
these
we do
are freaking hilarious.
We'll do a couple of them each show. Jimmy Fallon does these things where you like hashtag, you know, worst holiday ever.
Okay, yeah.
So this is hashtag my drunk story.
Oh. And,
so this one says, this was Brock Clark. He says, I decided to rename all the contacts in my phone with their spirit animals. Who the hell is Eternal Baby Chinchilla? let's see. That one. I came home overserved. I showed my ID to my dad at the front door of the house at 4 a.m. thinking it was another bar. My dad was in full cop uniform going to work. I got in but was not allowed out for quite a while.
That's so funny.
Let's see here. Oh, this is funny. I once got so drunk I cried hysterically because my parakeet had to live his life without hands.
Okay, that's good.
I got so drunk, my friend let me stay over for the night. I woke up on the floor of their living room in the morning with my friend's 8-year-old son lining up action figures around my body saying, "Don't wake the giant. Tie him down."
That reminds me of that one Michael Jackson video where he's like a giant.
Oh, yes.
Really?
I remember.
That's like my favorite Michael Jackson video.
Now, I think people can relate to this one. Where did it go? It was a thing where the guy says, I left my house with $20, and I came home with, this is from Asher Nepia. Went out with $20, woke up with $250, 3 lighters, 2 phones, and a keys to someone else's car.
That's a successful night.
I have done that many times when you go to a party and you have no lighters and you come home with like 7 lighters. Yeah.
It's because you're a thief.
Let's see. I stepped out. This is from Hillary Welch. Maybe you could turn off the ringer on that.
Yeah, I could just... You carry on for a second.
Shelly, you're fired.
Maybe turn off the ringer. So this girl says, I stepped outside of the bar to smoke. I realized I had to pee in the worst way, but I had half a cigarette left. I decided to squat between 2 cop cars for privacy. Shout out to the San Diego policeman who let me finish up before they cuffed me.
That's funny.
This is good. Ashley Lynn, I was trapped in an elevator. Used the emergency phone, freaking out until the door opened, and I was rescued. I couldn't figure out why my rescuers seemed so annoyed. Turns out I wasn't trapped at all, but in my drunken state, I just forgot to press a button.
These are really good.
There's some pretty good ones. I got so drunk that I went up on the roof, switched my phone to airplane mode, flung it at the sky, hoping it would take off.
Stop.
It didn't.
Clearly. I was just whenever you started that story, I was just hoping that that person didn't try to fly.
You'll get, right?
You know?
Chelsea. Drunk me thought it was a great idea to call and pour my heart out to the guy I had a big crush on.
Oh, no.
Turns out I accidentally called his father.
Ooh.
They're both named Mike.
Oops.
So I don't know what she said to him, but I want.
And how did she get his number? Did she like do one of those people finder kind of deals and like pay for his contact information or something? That's so crazy.
Daniel Del Pozo said, I once spilled beer on my socks at a party and decided that the quickest way for me to dry them off was a minute or two in the microwave. I left the kitchen with someone yelling out, who's cooking a sock? All right, we'll do one more. Let's see. From
and
Bella,
it didn't smell too good either.
From Bella L. I decided to lay down to sleep and thought, wow, the ceiling looks just like the night sky. So real. I woke up feeling itchy, wet, and finally realized I had fallen asleep on a freshly watered lawn nowhere near my house.
Yeah, that's drunk.
I've never done that. I've never like passed out on somebody's lawn. I know that that's supposedly a very common occurrence, but I've never done that.
Yeah, me either.
I have not as well.
And the one with the sock, it makes me think of like whenever you, I don't know. Yeah. Whenever I went to give labor both times with my kids, they had tube socks that were full of rice, and then they microwaved them, and they used it as like a heating pack.
Yeah,
but it smelled so good. I don't know what the deal is with that. Like cooking that rice. Warmed You're up like rice, you know, warmed up dry rice. Yeah.
I'm like, so, what did they do? Beat you with them? Give birth now.
Tube sock. So, they're very comforting.
So, Shelly,
what?
6 and 7.
Get down with your bad self.
I'm asking you to comment on step 6 and 7.
Yeah, I know. I have to do them in order in my head first.
Why?
Because I can't.
Because everybody does, everybody Bruce. Does.
You Became can't just. We've been over God this. Remove all my defects of character.
You were just working those steps with Jeremy. Don't give me that crap.
Huh?
I humbly asked him to remove my shortcomings. You're still.
I looked down, but it was still there. I want to do that so bad at a meeting at Tombstone when they say. Humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. I looked down. It was still there.
If you're willing to deal with the look from Carol.
I don't care. Carol.
Carol would laugh.
Carol don't run that meeting anymore. You do.
That's right.
Yeah, and
I'm here to embarrass you now.
You know, I would really be concerned about AJ staring at you with the side eye. Actually, out of anybody, it would probably be her.
It would.
Yeah, you know, Donna would laugh her butt off, though.
Yes, Donna would. Donna, Donna's.
She's a riot.
There's some cross-talking issues going on in that meeting.
Girl. Anywho.
It's not actually cross-talking. It's like answering back.
It's kind of like a whole, it's like a conversation. Like, I don't even know why they have like a meeting format at that meeting, especially on Wednesdays.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah, it's getting a little out of control.
So six.
Somebody's judgy.
I know, I'm over here being Mrs. McJudge Pants.
We don't do six by itself because six and eight are kind of like those
six
steps.
And eight?
Yes. Six and eight are like those steps. You know, became willing. Are you ready? You know, are
you ready? Well, yes, I'm ready.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's like, I've always told people, if you're not ready to have God remove your character defects by the time you've done your inventory and your fifth step, it's like, you should probably need to go back and work on like step three again or something, because something's not right. You know, when you get to that point, are you ready to have God remove your defects of character?
What defects?
Yes.
I don't have any defects.
Right?
I'm great over here. No.
I don't have defects. All I have is assets. They worked for me forever.
And ever.
So what do you tell your sponsee, Shelly?
About what?
I'm flabbergasted. About step six and seven, the topic of the show that we are now currently doing.
Shelly, where are you at today?
I am just so full of snot. The allergy
and distracted
thing is
by work, too.
Cocaine will clear that right up.
No, this, I love the cocaine. Allergy issue is just killing me today. I feel like my head is like 10 pounds heavier.
You could make your head 10 pounds lighter if you emptied your thoughts about six and seven on the show right now.
Or use some eucalyptus in your... in your Scentsy warmer.
That's true. I should have put eucalyptus in there, but I didn't. I think that the humbly asked him to remove my shortcomings is the part where I've had sponsees get into trouble, because you ask him to remove your shortcomings.
Didn't he do that?
But, well, in his own time.
Right,
because
right.
People say, well, you know, I supposedly gave this to God, and then you find out that they're, like, taking back things. You say, oh, no, wait, I'm not done with that yet.
The famed rubber band theory.
Yeah. I had one sponsee a long time ago. Actually, one of my first ones, and she was a total failure on my part. I was not clear-cut enough about exactly what sobriety date meant. And I almost had to front her off in the middle of a meeting. But anyway... I'd have lost my train of thought. Where was I going with that?
Six and seven, six had and a sponsee. She was a failure on your part.
This show is going to go down in history as being a what the hell are they talking about show.
Doing the best I can to help you, Shelly.
Where's the gun?
Good God.
It's locked up. Why?
I'm ready to put you down right now.
Put
you
in
your misery.
She remembers.
I remember. We have this big, she has an honesty issue, right? We have this big conversation about, you know, her shortcoming of lying. And, you know, we were right around that 6, 7, 8 area working on that stuff. And then I talked to her like at a meeting the next week, and she was talking about this awesome thing she went to. And, you know, she only had to lie to get in. And I'm like, we just talked about this, because she wasn't 21. I had to lie to get in, but it was fun. I'm like, okay, unclear on the concept. So that's seven is where the big stumbling block comes in my opinion. Of course, I had, you know, when you say that we made a list of all our shortcomings and became willing to make amends or became willing to have God remove all our defects of character. However, I would submit that sometimes we don't realize that we're hanging on to things, because that's what happened to me. I got 3 years into recovery and couldn't figure out why I was miserable. And it wasn't until I woke up one morning and suddenly realized that I had not given up the crutch of self-loathing.
Mm.
And after that, things started to get a lot better. And I didn't even realize I was doing it. I didn't, you know, I literally woke up crying, and it was like not a spiritual awakening, a self-realization. I don't know what the heck it was. It was a bad morning, that was for sure.
I think you just hit me in the face with that.
How about...
Really?
Sorry.
How about it's good. I mean, like, I've been... Anyways, go ahead, Bruce. You were going to say
you,
something?
Tara?
Okay. So it's really interesting...
I'll go investigate.
Dogs.
Tara.
It's really interesting that we're going over these steps right now, because I have a couple of sponsees that I'm going over these steps with currently.
Ah.
And so like the way that I go about it with them is I have them read like up through, like I have them read like how it works up through the middle of page 76. And right. then I have them go like answer the questions on the bottom of 75. And then they meditate on those questions for an hour and make sure that they're not making mortar without sand. And then they do their 7-step prayer and they're like done with that part of it. Right. So like we come up with our character defects list before we do that. And we do that while we're doing step 5. So while we do their 5th step and go over their 4th step and everything, we go over all that stuff and we like, I have a sheet that I use that's got the defects and the assets on it. It's the 3-column list, and we just mark everything off. And so then moving forward, what they need to do, obviously, is if they see themselves acting out of a character defect, then they practice the opposite, the asset of it, until they can like try to, you know, kind of work through that or whatever. But I think that's those are the steps that I don't do as intentionally as I could or should, because like Shelly just said, that self-loathing thing, that's probably like the one thing that I'm probably like still hanging on to at like almost 3¾ years into sobriety. I still just have these self-confidence issues, and so I don't know, it's definitely something that I need to work on.
Yeah, I normally...
It's
normally,
progress rather than perfection, Bruce. Don't judge me with those eyes.
Normally what I said about, you know, what I always say about 6 and 7 is, you know, God, 6, and I get it. People need to be warmed up and you need to be ready to let God remove your character defects, right? I get that. At the same time, I'm like, what a cheesy freaking step. I mean, it in a way, it's like so cheesily... It's a cheesily easily. It's like,
I totally agree,
it's
because
like really you just completely committed to pouring out your entire life story, all the shiznits you've done your whole life and what all your resentments, and you shared that with another person. It's like, are you ready to have God remove your character defect? God damn, by that time you better be. I'm like, really? Or there's something missing. There's something else missing. And then I love it in the big book. It's one of those things. It's like 6, I think it's like 6, 7, and 8 is like in 3 paragraphs or something in the big book. I'm like, what? You know, because 7, you know, humbly, you know, you do the not humbliness. You do the, you know, my creator, I'm now willing to shave all of
right.
good and bad. You do that prayer,
right.
and it says, you have now completed step 7. It's like, oh, bang, bang.
I'm done, you know.
And we'll talk about this when we do these shows, but it's like step 8, you know, made a list of all persons we had harmed. In the big book, it says, well, you already did that. You did it when you did your inventory. And it's like,
there's another freebie.
So there's another free step. It's like, you know,
Well, but it feels like a free step until you've actually been like working a program for a while and you realize, okay, I'm going to go back through and like, see what I can do to be more intentional about these steps. And then you start looking at 6 and 7 again, and you see that there's stuff that you still haven't gotten rid of that you need to be intentional about, you know, trying to practice the asset.
Right. I always make sponsees, including your husband, I always make sponsees memorize the 7-step prayer, because otherwise it's just this bang, bang, bang.
Right.
And it's like, I don't want it to be bang, bang, bang. I want there to be some meat to that thing, you know? And it's like, so.
Is that your ego?
Why would it be my ego?
You want them to do it a certain way. You want there to be some meat to the step.
Every sponsor does that.
Oh, really?
You don't direct people how to work steps as a sponsor?
Well, of course I do, but I don't like try to make it like some meat. Like, I want there to be some meat, so I'm going to. No, like I do it with my sponsees generally the way that I was taught to do it. The way that I was taught to do it.
I don't tell anybody to do anything.
So it's your sponsor's ego we're talking about here.
No, it's probably their sponsor's ego.
You know what it is? It's Bill frickin' W. Bill W. and Dr. Bob.
I don't think it was like written in there. Like, God. You have to have your sponsee memorize this prayer before they're allowed to say it.
It's frickin' Ebby. No, it's the Oxford group. No, it's the Washingtonians. Holy shit.
Have we solved all the world's problems now?
I don't know. So, Shelly, what would your final words be?
There's a lot of red on that. I'm gonna have to normalize this show out. That's for sure.
Yeah, everyone.
We were all like way high.
Because every time you talk, you'll notice mine doesn't really go to the end.
That's because you're just all that in a bag of chips. Jeez.
Oh my god.
What?
No one even knows what mine doesn't even go to the end. They don't even know what we're talking about.
Okay.
She went there.
I didn't go anywhere.
I said, mine doesn't go to the end. And she's like, I told you, God removed my shortcomings.
What I think about 6 and 7. I think that they are steps that are easy to overlook, but will have a major impact later on because it seems like they're just, okay, did that. Okay, did that. Like you're checking crap off in a checklist, but I think you need to actually pay attention to them because it could bite you on the butt later on.
Tara, final words.
Do it the best that you can in the beginning, and then, you know, you'll go back through and do it as good as you can the next time, too, and then you'll just keep doing them over and over again. So, I mean, there's always more room for growth.
Agreed. I do step 7 every single day, actually. It's in my grouping of prayers I do every day because every day I need God to help me with my shortcomings. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out. Oh, no, that's not what I'm supposed to say, is it? I'm supposed to say that was what our old host used to say. I say, take care of you.
And if you keep doing what you've always done, you'll continue to get what you've always had.
Their hearts hearts beat the same tune, and they're making love under the moonlight. They wake up to a burning sun. They're gonna share their nasty habits till their time is done. Oh, then they'll wake up to their favorite bottle. They're gonna filter through the same spoon. They're gonna have a private conversation with Jesus soon. Ah, and there ain't nothing anybody can do.